say this for me the way you'd say it with hear. Hear something.
Did you hear?
Okay. Did you hear that noise? Yes,
I heard it.
Yes. I'm not afraid, though, because I have, or
I've heard that before.
If I ask you if you know a person, you might say, no, I don't know him, but
I've heard of him.
If a friend came back to town and another friend, another person he knew, had been visiting with him, you might be asked by someone else, have you seen him yet? And you might say, no,
I haven't seen him.
And you might be asked if your brother has seen him. And again, you would say, no,
he hasn't seen him.
If you do something every day, do you do it frequently?
Often.
Okay. Or you could say, yes, I
do that quite often.
And if your brother likes ice cream, for instance, and someone asks you, does your brother like ice cream? You might say, yes,
he's very fond of it.
Okay. Or you might say, yes, he does.
Yes, he likes it.
Okay. Say, yes, he does.
He does like it.
If you have a neighbor who lets his house and his farm get run down and doesn't seem to care, and someone asks you about it, you might say, I really don't know why, but he just
doesn't care.
And if you have been talking about something with a friend of yours, what would you do with him? You would say that if you had been talking to him about it, you would say that
I have been talking with him.
Or I was
discussing it with him.
If you were telling someone that other people thought someone had done something wrong, you might say what?
I would say, I don't know, but they say he did it.
Mama, you live in a frame?
In a frame house.
Okay. And your other friends, or many of them, also live in?
In frame houses. Or brick houses.
What about the building that you store corn in?
That's a corn crib.